Take your Bibles, turn to Psalm 119, and we're going to look at verses 121 through 128. The Hebrew letter Ain, if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you are physically able, we're going to read together all these eight verses together out loud, verses 121 through 128. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according to thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Well, here we are, the wonderful word of God. Look at verse 124. We have read through this, and of course, last week we talked about the first three verses, verses 121, 122, and 123. And I hope you've kind of noticed David's tone in this passage is one of those melancholy moments that he often had. And just kind of down a little bit. He said, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. So David's tone is in one of those moments where he's being oppressed and he's gone after by others and that are against him and out for his life and who knows what else that David went through. Just the difficulty and the times of depression and oppression that he experienced. And he even went so far as to say, God, where are you? I can't see you. You're supposed to be helping me out here. You're supposed to be delivering me. And I don't know where you are. You're not around. And of course, that's not true. We know that. We know that God is with us and will not forsake us. He said, mine eyes fail for thy salvation, for the word of thy righteousness. And so David's just in kind of one of these moods, right? And he's writing about this, but isn't that the truth that we will experience these things in our lives from time to time? These difficulties are going to be like this. They are going to come. They are going to happen that way. If you look at 124, David again asks a request. He says, deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. We read back way at the beginning, probably almost a year ago, Psalm 119, verse 17, where David said, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. David said in Psalm 142, verse 7, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. We know that the Lord is good, and he is faithful, and he's going to deal with us according to his mercy and his loving kindness and his grace. Aren't you glad for that? And David said, simply deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. We don't want God to deal with us according to his wrath, according to his judgment and his justice, because we would all be condemned to hell, if you will. You understand that we all want God to deal with us according to his mercy, according to his kindness, according to his grace and to his loving kindnesses to us. In Psalm chapter 6, we've read this psalm many times over this study because it embodies some of the things that David is trying to appeal to our senses. It says, O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me. O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. David knew who his help was. David knew to whom to cry out. David knew that he should call upon the Lord and trust in his mercy to save him. He said, deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 85. Psalm 85. As you do, I'll read to you Psalm 25. It says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. David is relying on the reliability of God. He said, God, deal with me according to thy mercy. Are you there in Psalm 85? Let's look at it. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin, Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord. Grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. You know, God's servants should want God to deal with them according to his mercy. Did Israel deserve the mercy of God? No. Had they transgressed? Yes, greatly and often. But the psalmist simply was begging God to save them, to turn from his fierceness, to show mercy, to revive them so that they could serve the Lord God with all their being. We ought to ask God to deal with us according unto his mercy. Not only to deal with us in that such a state, but also to teach us his statutes. His statutes. We ought to ask God to teach us. Can anybody think of a better teacher than God? No, he's a great teacher. The best. Our favorite teacher, right? Yes, and we ought to ask God to be our teacher. In Psalm 86, just the next psalm over from where you are there in Psalm 85. In verse 11, David says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. You see, God wants us to walk in truth. He wants us to know the things of the Word of God that will keep us, sustain us, and help us to be the right kind of servants to Him. He doesn't want us to be ignorant. He doesn't want us to be foolish. He wants us to be wise, knowledgeable, and understanding. So David says, simply deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. Turn over to Psalm 142. I read this to you at the beginning. In verse 7, it says, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. When we're taught the statutes of God, we can have the bounty of God in our lives. Because we're following His word. We're following His ways. We're doing the things that He tells us to do, how to do them, when to do them, and why to do them. The statutes of God. Now look at the next page on Psalm 143 in verse 7. David says, hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. Let's see, David said that. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. And before he said, I have done judgment and justice, leave me not to mine oppressors. He said, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, and for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Go back to Psalm 119. David, in this time of oppression in his life, says, God, I've done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. Now look at verse 125. He says again, repeats himself, I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. Now, knowledge and understanding is one of those things, or two of those things, actually. It's two things. But it's a part of that thing that we ought to always be clamoring after. You say, why should I go after it with some aggressiveness? Because it's something we need. It's a necessary thing. Oh, if I get knowledge, I get knowledge. Oh, if I get wisdom, I get wisdom. If I understand a few things, that's okay. No. He says, get it. He said, go after it. Be on the pursuit of it. Don't just let it fall to you if it will. But rather, we need to get these things. We need to go after these things and, if you will, seek these things. The book of Proverbs is full of Solomon instructing his son to get these things, to make these things important in his life. In chapter 2, we've heard this over and over again, but it bears repeating. My son, If thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. You know, that's encouraging. That's a promise. That's something that God wants for us. And David says, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. Solomon said, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. David said, give it to me. God said, I'm the Lord. I'm the one that gives wisdom. You ask the right person. He says that I may know thy testimonies. When you ask God for wisdom and understanding, knowledge comes with it. Knowing the testimonies of God, the ways of God. He says at the end of, Solomon said at the end of this passage, he said, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Can I say to you, those are the testimonies of God. They are. What are? Well, righteousness. That's a testimony of God. Judgment. That's a testimony of God. Equity. That's a testimony of God. Every good path. That's a testimony of God. How do we find that out? When we seek after it. When we keep the paths of judgment. When we hear and lay up sound wisdom and receive these things and search for it as for hid treasure and keep it and seek it as silver and lift up our voice and cry out for it. Just like David did. He said, David said, God, I'm your servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. We've been talking about Solomon. Here in Proverbs, back in 2 Chronicles, when God appeared to Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? I think Solomon, and we know this to be true, was extremely wise. But where did some of that come from? From David, his father. As David said, I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. Over in Proverbs chapter 8, Solomon said about wisdom, wisdom speaking here, said, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, speaking of God, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me
love death. In Proverbs 13, there's a sundry different proverbs about just the things of life. And in verses 13 through 16, he focuses on this thing of wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Back to Psalm 119. David said, I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. Look at verse 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. Don't you love that? I read that and I just kind of laughed. Here's David. He's writing this down. And he says to God, hello? It is time for thee, Lord, to work. Now, wait a minute. Am I getting this wrong? Do I have this backwards? He just said, I am thy servant. He said, before that, deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. Last I checked, the servant didn't tell the boss when it's time to work. Isn't that funny to anybody else but me? Maybe it's just me. I just thought that was hilarious. He says, hey God, it's time to go to work. I just got a kick out of that. It's time for thee, Lord, to work. But he gives a good reason. You see, David cared about what others thought about his God. And David cared that his life at times was a negative on how people thought about his God. He cared about that. But he also cared about the times and was rejoiced in the times when his life was a positive for what people said and thought about God. So he said, hey God, I just want you to know, as your servant here, that they've made void thy law. And you need to do something about it. You need to show up. You need to stake your claim. You need to make sure that they know that they can't do that. Lord, it's time to work. It's time to take care of this, because these individuals, maybe it's these oppressors, maybe it's the proud that are oppressing him, maybe it's those that are coming against him and his daily life and just things. They're making void the law of God, and that bothered David. Let me ask you a question. When people defy God, does it bother you? Last I checked, there was a story about a little shepherd boy that was sent on an errand to go check on his brothers and see how they did in battle. And he went, and as he approached the camp, everybody was kind of scattered, hidden around. Didn't know what to do. He hears this voice defying the armies of the living God. He said, hey, is there not a cause? Aren't you soldiers going to do anything about this? I mean, he goes to the king and he says, hey, I can't let this happen. I can't let this bully stand out there and defy my God. I'm going to go fight him. You'll know what I'm talking about. Oh, this was David. Same guy that's writing here. You know what he does? Goes out there. Comes face to face with that old giant. He says, not today, pal. Today's my day, not your day. Goes out there. Yeah. Victory. You know, it's funny. The children of Israel had no trouble chasing after the Philistines after that. But they went step one foot out there. And it ate David up so bad. He said, he can't do that. But yet you and I go through life. People defying the living God left and right. We don't say a word. And maybe we don't even notice. It doesn't even bother us. Can I tell you something? It bothered David. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. Where are the Christians that are willing to say, is there not a cause? We can't just sit around and let them defy the living God. David was asking God to awake, to rise up, to show himself mighty, to do something. In Psalm chapter 7, the whole thing, I want to read this to you because it really makes known what David's trying to say. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him without a cause that is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust, Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about, and for their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge thy people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous. And God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen to the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. When's the last time you cried out to God and asked him, hey God, it's time to work. Not necessarily for me, but because they've made void thy law. They've made a mockery of this or that. When's the last time it made you upset? When's the last time you got mad about it? By the way, be angry and sin not. You understand. But when's the last time it bothered you that someone mocked God's name? Or even said God's name in vain? You know what? You don't have to get mean about it. We've talked about in our Wednesday night studies of the characteristics. We can still be kind. We can be long-suffering. But when's the last time someone took the name of the Lord in vain while you were around, or mocked God or His ways, or even you being a Christian? You say, hey, don't say that. Or you ought not say things like that. Well, that's not right. But maybe we don't because we're afraid that they'll persecute us the further. And we ought to put it in God's hands. He's the Lord. Vengeance is His, right? He'll repay. But when's the last time it bothered you? I can see here that it bothered David, that they had made void the law of God. These oppressors, perhaps. These in his life. And he just said, hey, God, it's time for thee to work. For they have made void thy law. Over in Isaiah chapter 51, the Bible tells us, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. And mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me. And on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. And look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke. And the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rachab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not in which it hath dried the sea and the waters of the great deep? That hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Now, listen, I know that was a long passage of scripture, but do you understand that God is our salvation? God is our help in our time of trouble. And we ought to just, every once in a while, it ought to bother us what a mockery this world is making of the law of God and the things of God. When's the last time you just kind of nudged the Lord and said, Lord, it's time. It's time to work. He said, but I'm the servant. Yeah. Do you know what? I think that God doesn't mind us saying, God, this bothers me. Will you do something about it? Show yourself mighty in my life for your name's sake. I think at this particular juncture in David's life, we see in the first three verses the deep depression and oppression that he was in. It was real to him. There have been times in your life, perhaps, that have been like this. And maybe you felt like David did and say, Hey, Lord, it's time to go to work. It's time to take care of this because they've made void thy law. Well, I hope that you understand that even David understood that God was his Savior, his buckler, his strong tower. He's the one that will care for his oppression. In Psalm 44, David said, if we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise! Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? Remember, David felt that way when he said, mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. But I think he's coming around, don't you? As he changes his tone a little bit and he says, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. It's the wonderful word of God. I hope that you enjoy it and love it more and more as the days go by. I hope that you've been successful, perhaps, or close to being successful in reading your Bible through this year. What a joy it is to learn and to study and to read and to even have the wonderful word of God.